好，今天我们的讲题是没有基督的生命。
The topic of today's preaching is life without Christ.
以弗所书第二章第一节到第三节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1-3.
让我打开圣经来看以弗所书第二章第一节到第三节。
Let us open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1-3.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在叛逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
我在神学院念书的时候,
When I was in the seminary,
我们参加一间华人教会。
I go to a Chinese church.
那么有一天，一位弟兄就分享他的见证。
One day, a brother shared his testimony.
他说他在台湾的时候，有位牧师跟他分享这个福音。
He said while he was in Taiwan, a pastor shared the gospel with him.
而这位牧师就告诉他说，他是一个罪人。
And the pastor told him that he is a sinner.
然后他听了，心里面感到有点不高兴。
He was not happy to hear that.
而且有点不服气。
And it is hard for him to swallow.
他心里面想，他说我从小就是一个很好的小孩子。
He said I have been a good person since I was little.
也没有去偷，也没有去抢。
I didn't rob anybody. I didn't steal anything.
你怎么说我是一个罪人
？Why do you say that I'm a sinner？
那么后来他信了主。
So later he became a Christian.
他就明白圣经对罪的看法。
And so he understand what the Bible talk about as being sin.
那么在他还没有信主之前
，And before he became a believer.
他的生命没有基督。
There is no Christ in his life.
所以一切都是随从这个世界的风俗。
So everything he does, he follows the ways of the world.
顺服这个肉体的情欲。
And he falls to the cravings of flesh.
所以他对这个罪没有一个很明确的概念。
So he does not have a clear understanding of what sin is.
那么刚才我们看那段经文，就是讲到一个没有信耶稣基督的人的生命。
The scriptures that we just read describe a person.Life without Christ.
那么这三节经文描述一个没有基督生命的人。
These three verses describe a person's life without Christ.
而这里讲到他不能够掌控自己的生命。
It talks about he cannot have control of his own.
因为他去顺从这个今世的世俗。
Because he follows the ways of the world.
他去顺服肉体的情欲。
And he follow the cravings of his nature.
而且去做他心中所喜欢做的事情。
And to do whatever his heart desires.
就好像一个吸毒的人一样。
Just like somebody on drug.
他没有办法不去吸毒。
He cannot but help himself to drug.
因为他必须要以这个毒品来满足他的需求。
Because he have to use the drug to satisfy his wants.
刚才我们看第一节的时候。
Let us look at verse 1.
他说一个如果一个人没有信耶稣的话。
He said if a person does not believe in Jesus Christ.
他说从属灵的角度来看，他是一个死去的人。
From a spiritual point of view, he is dead.
那么他对属灵的事情没有任何的感受和反应。
He has no feeling or response to any spiritual matters.
就好像一个死去的人一样。
Just like a dead person.
他感觉不到周围所发生的事情。
He cannot feel what is happening around him.
那么在罗马书第一章，保罗谈到人的罪恶。
In Romans chapter 1, Paul talk about the sin of man.
那么这段经文讲到人的罪恶到了一个极点。
It talk about how man's sin has reached a maximum point.
如果你看罗马书第一章第二十六节到第二十七节。
If you look at Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27.
那边讲到他说女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此。弃了女人的顺性用处，一火攻心，彼此贪念，男和男行羞耻的事情。
It says here, even the women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men.
我们看到这两节经文描述在美国、加拿大或者欧洲一些国家的状况。
We notice that these two verses describe what is going on in the United States, in Canada, and in Europe.
然后不少的人认为这个同性恋是可行的事情。
Quite a few people think that homosexuality is okay.
他们认为这个行为是可以被接受的。
They think that this can be accepted.
他们也认为这些事情不是羞耻的事情。
They don't think these are shameful.
他们也对这些罪恶的行为已经失去了知觉。
And they have been desensitized to this kind of sin.
因为从属灵的角度来看，他们是死去的人。
Because from a spiritual point of view, they are dead.
他不能够分别什么是对或者错的。
They cannot discern what is right and what is wrong.
那么圣经讲到一个不认识神的人，他死在过犯和罪恶当中。
The Bible said that they were dead in their transgressions and sins.
因为过犯和罪恶使到一个人在属灵上是一个死去的人。
Because of transgressions and sin, it causes people to become dead.
那么请注意第一节，两个用词就是过犯跟罪恶。
Please notice the two nouns here in verse 1, transgressions and sins.
然后过犯英文把它 translated, 就是翻译成 transgression.
In English, it is translated as transgression.
或者有一些翻译本把它翻译成 trespasses.
Some other translation translated as trespasses.
Trespasses 的意思就是讲到一个人越过被允许的范围然后进入一个禁止的地方。
Trespasses means that someone has already crossed over areas that are allowed of him, and he has now entered into a restricted area.
就好像神告诉亚当夏娃说，这个园中树上的果子都可以吃。
It's just like when God tell Adam and Eve, of all the fruits in the trees in the garden, you can eat.
只有园中那棵果子的树的上的果子不可以吃，也不可以摸。
Except the one in the middle of the garden, you must not touch it or eat.
但是夏娃却违背了神的命令。
But Eve disobeyed God.
去吃不可以吃的果子。
She ate the forbidden fruit.
那么夏娃就越过了神所限制的那个范围。
So Eve has trespasses over into a restrictive area.
那不晓得你曾经看过在禁区里面所设立那些牌子。
I don't know if you have seen signs that are set up in a prohibited area.
然后牌子上写了说 no trespasses.
And the sign would say no trespasses.
如果你越过这个禁区的话你就会得到这个法律的对付。
And if you do, then you will be punishable by law.
那么夏娃她越过了神所立定的那个范围。
So Eve has crossed over or trespassed the area that God has set up.
因为她违背了神的命令。
Because she disobeyed God's command.
所以她必须死在过犯当中。
So she must die.In sin and trespassing.
那么除了过犯，罪恶也会使到一个人成为一个在属灵上死去的人。
Besides transgression, sin will also cause a person to die spiritually.
因为罗马书六章二十三节这么说。
Because in Romans 6:23 it says.
他说，因为罪的工价就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
罪带给人死亡。
Sin will bring forth death.
所以在创世纪二章十六节这么说。
So in Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 it says.
他说耶和华神吩咐亚当说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃，因为你吃的日子你必定会死。
And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die.
所以在人类还没有犯罪之前，死亡是不存在的。
So before man sin, there is no death on earth.
但是因为亚当跟夏娃犯罪以后，死亡才临到这个世界。
But because of Adam and Eve's sin, then death entered the world.
我们看到罪带给人死亡。
We can see that sin brings forth death.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
刚才我谈到那位弟兄。
Just now I mentioned about the brother.
他还没有信耶稣之前，他都认为自己是一个罪人。
Before he came to know Christ, he did not think that he is a sinner.
然后不久前，我向一位从中国来的一位朋友分享福音。
Not long ago, I was sharing the gospel with a friend from China.
他也感觉到他是没有罪。
He also felt that he has no sin.
所以他说我没有罪，我不需要耶稣基督来拯救我。
I don't have sin, therefore I do not need Jesus Christ to come and save me.
然后一般不认识神的人都认为犯罪就是去杀人、去抢啊。
Generally, people think sin is like if you kill someone or if you rob someone.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
那么圣经在罗马书第三章第二十三节这么说。
And the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23.
他说因为世人犯了罪，归缺了神的荣耀。
He said, for all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God.
然后这节经文以罪跟神的荣耀来做个对比。
Here this scripture describes put sin and God's glory in direct conflict.
然后这节经文讲说归欠了神的荣耀就是罪。
It says here, fall short of the glory of God is sin.
所以神的圣洁是人没有办法去衡量的。
God's holiness is unimaginable and unmeasurable for us.
然后比如说哦，你跟我从这里拿一粒石头啊。
For example, you and I pick up a rock.
啊，把这个石头啊从这边丢到以前我们聚会那个教会。
We pick up the rock and we throw it to where we used to worship.
很肯定的，没有一个人能够做到。
For sure, no one is going to be able to throw that far.
这个就是归欠了神的荣耀的意思。
And this is the meaning of falling short of the glory of God.
所以过犯和罪恶使到一个人在属灵上和肉体上是一个成为一个死去的人。
So transgressions and sin make a person dead.
所以对于这些属灵的事情，
So for spiritual things,
他没有任何的感觉，
They have no feelings.
他们也没有任何的反应，
And they have no response.
所以一个没有基督的人，
So a person without Christ,
那么第二点圣经这么告诉，
Secondly, the Bible tells us,
他说他的生命受到三个外来和内在的力量的掌控。
He said his life will be controlled by three powers.
那么第一个力量就是在第二节我们可以看到。
The first one we can see it in verse 2.
就是讲到他随从今世的世俗。
Talk about when he followed the ways of his world.
那么今世的风俗是什么意思？
What does it mean by ways of the world?
那么今世的风俗是指一个跟圣经的价值观完全相对的。
The ways of the world is something that is in direct conflict with the value of the Bible.
然后比如说圣经说不可以贪恋成钱财。
For example, the Bible said, do not love money.
那么圣经也讲到我们要看自己比别人，看别人比自己强。
And the Bible also said that you must see others as better than you are.
但是今世的风俗这么告诉我们。
But the ways of the world tells us otherwise.
要拼命的赚钱，赚越多越好。
It tells you to work hard and earn as much money as you can.
不要输给别人。
don't be second to others.
我们这节经文所指的世界啊，中文圣经没有把它翻译成世界，但是英文却把它翻成世界。
In the Chinese translation, it failed to translate the word into world.
所以这个世界的意思就是指这个世上的荣华啊，富贵。
So what it's saying here is talking about the glories that come from the world.
也是讲到人的那种潜能的这些名望。
And it also talk about man's power and fame.
和肉体肆意的追求。
And also the cravings of his own sinful nature.
我们看到这些东西都是那些没有信耶稣的人他们所追求的东西。
We can see that all of these are things seek after by those who do not believe in God.
那偶尔我跟一些还没有信耶稣的人交流。
When I befriend some non-believers.
在谈话当中经常都会听到他们所谈所注重的话题。
And in a day-to-day conversation, you can tell what their focus is on.
不是谈他们的房子值得多少钱呢？
They will either talk about how much their house is worth.
或者什么股票在上在下。
Or talking about the stock markets.
或者什么手机或者什么电视什么最近被发明的那些英文叫做 gadget。
Or all the new electronic gadgets such as the new TV, or the newest cell phone.
所以他们希望以这些东西来满足他们的心灵。
They want to use these to satisfy their soul.
我们其实不只是那些没有信耶稣的人追求这些东西。
Actually, not only are these things seek after by the non-believers.
那么同样的，如果基督徒不谨慎的话，他们也去追求这些东西。
And similarly, if the Christians are not careful, these are things that they will also be lured to seek after.
那保罗在这个提摩太后书第四章提到一个贪爱世界的人。
And so, Paul had mentioned in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 9 about a person who loves the world.
那么他的名字叫做迪马。
His name is that Demas.
然后迪马本来是跟保罗一起侍奉神的。
Demas was a co-worker of Paul.
但是圣经里面讲到迪马贪爱世界，然后离开保罗到帖撒罗尼迦去了。
But the Bible tells us that Demas left Paul and went to Thessalonica because of the love of the world.
但圣经讲到随从这个今世的风俗是没有信耶稣的人的。
And the Bible also tells us that if to follow the ways of the world, belongs to the non-believers.
这些行为是那些没有信耶稣的人的。
And this is how the non-believers act.
他说，这些行为不应当表现在基督徒的身上。
But as Christians, we should not have this kind of behavior.
他说，一个相信耶稣基督的人是一个新造的人。
A person who believes in Jesus Christ is a new being.
那么旧的生活已经过去了。
The old ways of life is past.
一切都是新的。
Everything else is new.
所以在这个约翰一书，约翰这么说。
So in 1 John, John said.
就是二章十五节。
It's mentioned in chapter 2, verse 15.
他说不要爱这个世界和世上的事，人若爱世，爱父的心就会在他里面了。
He said, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
那同样的，保罗也在罗马书十二章二节也这么告诉我们。
In the same way, Paul also mentioned in Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
他说不要效法这个世界。
He said, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
所以一个没有信耶稣的人，他行事为人都随从这个今世的风俗。
So for a person who does not have Christ, whatever he does, he follows the ways of his world.
那么除了受到这个外来的力量的影响。
So not only is he influenced by this outward power.
那么今天的经文也讲到第二点，就是他也受到空中掌权者的辖制。
Secondly, he is also controlled by the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
我记得在 以弗所书第一章结束的时候，保罗谈到这些空中掌权者的事情。
In the closing of Ephesians, of chapter 1, Paul had also mentioned about this ruler of the world.
然后保罗也讲到，耶稣基督已经远超过这些空中掌权者、执政者的那些权力。
Paul mentioned that Jesus Christ has already overcome all of these rulers.
换句话说，信耶稣的人已经不受这些空中掌权者的辖制。
In other words, Christians are no longer under the control of these rulers.
但是没有信耶稣的人，他们是受这些空中掌权者的辖制。
But the one who does not believe, who does not have Christ, are still under the control of these rulers.
就是在第二节这么告诉我们。
In verse 2 it tells us,
他说这些政府空中掌权者首领就是现今在便利之子心中运行的邪灵。
He said, you live when you follow the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
那么这节经文讲到这些邪灵运行在这个空中。
It talks about this spirit just hover around in the air.
那么这个空中到底是指什么？
What does the air mean?
那么我们都知道，有听过，根据圣经有三层的天。
And according to the Bible, we know that there are three levels of the air.
那么第一层的天就是从地上到大气层的外围。
So the first layer or the first level is from Earth until the outskirt of the atmosphere.
然后第二层就是从大气层的外围到宇宙的外围。
The second level is from the outskirt of the atmosphere to the outskirt of the universe.
然后第三层的天就是讲到宇宙的外围，也就是神的所在，神的居所。
And the third layer is the area outside of the outskirt of the universe, and that is where God is.
所以这节经文所指的空中就是第一层那个天。
So the air, the kingdom of the air here mentioned in verse 2 is talking about the first level, which is the earth.
所以魔鬼邪灵是运行在这个空间里面。
The devil and his spirits hover around. In the air of the earth.
所以辖制那些没有信耶稣的人。
To control those who do not have Christ.
这种现象在民间信仰的社会非常是一个非常明显。
This is clearly seen in people who stick to folk religion.
那么在中学的时候，我有一位朋友。
When I was in high school, I had a friend.
他家里是拜偶像。
The family. Idol worshipper.
而且拜得很虔诚。
And they are very diligent.
那么他的母亲部分的时间是做这个法师的。
And the mother for part of the time she's a medium.
那么我就很多次尝试邀请他来信耶稣。
So for many times I tried to invite him to believe in Jesus Christ.
每次他都拒绝。
But every time he resists.
那么我感觉到好像有一种属灵的势力来阻止他来信耶稣。
And I felt that there is an unseen power that kind of pulled him back from accepting Jesus.
但是感谢主，他在大学毕业之后。
But thank God, after he graduated from college.
那么他出来工作。
He began working.
然后他接触了一些基督徒。
He had an opportunity to come in touch with some Christians.
然后他信了耶稣。
And he believed in Jesus.
那么上个星期我提到。台湾是一个福音硬土的一个地方。
And last week I also mentioned that Taiwan is a hard soil for spreading the seed of the gospel.
因为台湾是一个拜拜很盛行的一个地方。
Because Taiwan has a numerous folk religion.
人民就顺服在这个空中掌权者那种辖制之下。
And people are under the control of this ruler of the air.
那么除了顺从这个今世的风俗
，and besides following the ways of this world，
而且去顺服这个空中的掌权者
，and also was is under the control of the ruler of the air。
那么一个没有信耶稣的人，今天的经文第三他讲，他放纵肉体的私欲。
The third thing this person without Christ is that he will follow the desire of his sinful self.
而且随着肉体的心中所喜好的事情是去做这些事情。
And he would follow the desire of his heart and do whatever.
我们刚才讲到今世的风属和空中的掌权者是从外来的力量。
Just now we say that following the ways of this world and also being in control by the ruler of this air, these are from the outside power.
但是肉体的私欲是来自我们本身的。
But cravings of oneself comes from within.
因为罪的缘故使到人本身就有一种罪性。
Because of sin, there is a sinful nature.
人本身存有一种私欲。
Man has cravings of his nature.
那么使到他去随从这个肉体的情欲。
And that leads him to follow the desire of his heart.
啊，在约翰一书二章十六节，约翰讲到这个啊肉体的情欲和眼目的情欲。
And in 1 John 2:16, John mentioned about the cravings of his eyes, of a man's eyes, and of his body.
Of the flesh.
Of the flesh.
经文讲的 flesh. 什么是肉体的情欲？
What is the desire of flesh?
啊，肉体的情欲可以包括我们人的性欲和肉体一些需要。
It can be some needs, some wants.
啊，比如说吃喝。
For example, eating and drinking.
啊，睡觉。
Sleeping.
啊，有些人很喜欢睡觉。
There are people that love to sleep.
啊，睡到什么时候也不知道。
They don't know how long they sleep, but they just sleep.
啊，如果我很贪吃榴莲的话
but if I love durian,
如果我很贪吃的话
if I
就成为我肉体的情欲
if I cannot resist, and I lust after durian, then I became a slave.
那么眼目的情欲就是讲到人眼睛所看的东西
the sin of the eyes, talk about things that we see.
所以我们看到口有口的需要。
We can see that the mouth has its desire.
眼睛也有眼睛的需求。
The eyes have its lust.
如果看一些不应该看的东西。
To see something you ought not to be watching.
比如说看一些色情的东西。
For example, looking at pornography.
圣经讲就是随从眼目的情欲。
And the Bible said this is following the lust of your eyes.
所以无论是肉体的情欲或者眼目的情欲，圣经讲。都是这些还没有信耶稣的人去追求的。
So no matter if it is cravings of the flesh or the lust of the eyes, the Bible says these are things that comes from the sinful nature.
所以一个还没有信耶稣的人，圣经讲从属灵的角度，他是一个死去的人。
So from a spiritual point of view, these people without Christ are dead.
他第二，他是随从今世的风俗。顺服这个空中的掌权者，而且去放纵他的肉体的私欲。
And secondly, he is one who follows the ways of the world. He was controlled by the power, the ruler of the air, and he gratified his craving of his flesh.
然后圣经讲到第三点。
Thirdly,
他说他是一个可怒之子。
The Bible said he is the object of wrath.
什么是可怒之子？
What is the object of wrath?
他圣经讲到一个还没有信耶稣的人，他是神怒气的对象。
The Bible says these people are the object of God's anger.
那么，如果我们要了解神的怒气的话
，If we want to understand God's wrath,
我们就看圣经里面的启示录。
Then look at Revelation in the Bible.
那么除了启示录，旧约圣经里面也讲到神的怒气。
And besides Revelation, the Old Testament also mentioned about God's wrath.
然后特别是在神施行他的审判的时候。
Especially when God sent judgment.
那么神以洪水来审判这个世界的时候。
God used the great flood to judge this world.
那么所有不听从神的命令的人都成为可怒之子。
And all those who disobey God became the object of wrath.
那么同样的，所多玛和俄摩拉城里面，他们的犯罪使到神的怒气也降临到这个城两个城市里面去。
And similarly, the disobedience in Sodom and Gomorrah also sent forth God's wrath.
我们知道圣经里讲到神是一位有慈爱的神。
We know that the Bible says God is a God of love.
但是我们要明白，圣经也讲神是一位公义和圣洁的神。
But we need to understand also that God is a judge God.
所以当我们看哥林多前书第十三章的时候
，And so if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
他说神的爱不单是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
He said God's love doesn't not only is it persevere and has love.
但是我们也要看清楚，其中一句讲到爱包括不喜欢不义。
But love also does not delight in evil.
所以人罪恶的行为并受到神公义的审判。
So the sinful deed of man met up with God's wrath.
所以神的审判有两方面。
There is two areas of God's judgment.
然后一方面就是讲到现今的怒气。
Part one is talking about the present.
然后第二是讲到将来的怒气。
And then the second part is the wrath in the future.
所以当耶稣基督在约翰福音三章讲到这个永生生命的时候
，So when Jesus talked about eternal life in John chapter 3,
他说信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒藏在他的身上。
He said those who believe in Christ will have eternal life, and those who do not believe will not have eternal life, and God's wrath are on them.
在这里讲到一个不相信耶稣的人，神的怒气已经在他的身上了。
It's talking about if you disobey God or do not believe in Him, God's wrath is already on you.
那么刚才我讲到罗马书第一章谈到人的罪恶。
Just now I said Romans chapter 1 talk about the sin of man.
而且人的罪恶已经到了一个极点。
And that man's sin has reached its max.
所以神就任凭他们去犯罪，做他们所喜欢做的事情。
And so God allowed them to do whatever they want to do.
那么除了面对神现今的怒气
，And besides having to face the consequence of God's wrath today，
我们也知道不信耶稣的人也要面对将来的怒气。
We know that those who refuse to believe in Christ will have to face the wrath of God in the future.
也就是将来耶稣基督再来的时候，他将会来审判这个世界。
And it is the judgment that Jesus will bring forth when he comes back.
他的怒气将会临到那些不相信的人和魔鬼邪灵。
His wrath will come upon those who do not believe and also upon Satan and his spirits.
当神彰显他的怒气的时候，是一件很可怕的事情。
And when God shows His wrath, it's going to be horrible.
那如果我们要清楚了解的话，就去看启示录。
And if you want to understand clearly, then look at Revelation.
如果你是信耶稣得救的
，If you are a believer of Jesus Christ and is saved.
然后在属灵上，圣经讲你是一个活的人。
Spiritually, you are a living person.
所以我劝勉你们不要去随从今世的风俗，放纵肉体的私欲。
So I want to remind you, do not follow the ways of this world, and do not let the ruler of the air have control of you.
那么去做随着肉体和心中喜爱的事情。
And don't follow, to gratify the cravings of your nature.
那么如果你还没有信耶稣的话
，But if you have not believed in Jesus，
那么圣经今天的经文讲，你是一个可怒的枝子。
The Bible said you are the object of wrath.
所以我邀请你来考虑接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
So I invite you to think about accepting Jesus as your personal savior.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
求你帮助我们明白你的真理。
Lord, help us understand your truth.
我也恳求主，你把这个救恩赐给那些还没有认识你的人。
And I pray that your salvation will come upon those who have not accepted you.
软化他们的心。
Soften their heart.
让耶稣基督进入他们的心中。
So Jesus Christ can enter in.
得到这个救恩。
For them to receive salvation.
能免去了神的怒气。
To avoid the wrath of God. And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.